Hitting the campaign 2012 trail now for President Obama's reelection team, Bain may have turned into a pain.
The president's facing a whole lot of blowback from his own party on the central issue of the campaign so far, Mitt Romney's history with the private equity firm Bain Capital. Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So several Democrats, including famously at this point, Newark Mayor Cory Booker and then Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, are openly questioning this strategy.
Oh, absolutely. And you could, you know, add to the list Charles Schumer, the senator from New York, and Ed Rendell, former chairman of the Democratic Party and governor of Pennsylvania. No, it significantly undercuts. I mean, here is the first major campaign strategy by the Obama campaign since he's officially become a candidate, in effect, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's been undercut at every turn. And quite frankly, the criticism from his own ranks has gotten as much attention as his criticism of Mitt Romney. So it has not been a very successful week.
Well, Chris, can we call it a stumble or even a major stumble for the president at this point?
Well, it's a stumble just because they didn't have all their ducks in a row. They've got to continue in some fashion to undercut Romney on this issue, because most of the polls show the one issue where voters favor Romney, or the biggest issue where voters favor Romney, is in the handling of the economy. His main calling card there, Romney's, is the idea that he was part of the private sector for 25 years. He knows how to turn businesses around and create jobs. So they have to undercut that. They have to go at Bain, but they've got to find a way to do it more successfully than they have so far, where it sounds like they're basically bashing the free enterprise system and capitalism. And I'm not sure that's what you want to be doing at a time when people are concerned about getting the economy going again.
Hey, why don't you tell us what's happening on Sunday?
Well, we're going to be focusing, because it is Memorial Day weekend, on the foreign policy challenges that this country faces. Of course, we've still got tens of thousands of troops in Afghanistan, stalled talks about the Iran's nuclear program. This week, we'll be talking to one of the GOP's leading voices, Senator John McCain. And then this extraordinary fact this week that 43 Catholic organizations, 13 archdioceses, sued the Obama administration over its insurance mandate on contraception. We'll be talking to Washington's own Cardinal Donald Wuerl about the legal challenge and whether this is a question of women's rights, women's health, or whether it's a question of religious freedom. And then finally, on this Memorial Day weekend, an extraordinary story of one family's devotion to country and sense of sacrifice. You won't want to miss it.
All right. Thank you much, Chris, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday, and you can catch it Sunday mornings at 9 on Fox 5.